Gibson says a national transition to clean energy is important, but she sees a disconnect in her hometown.
In communities of color, sometimes the information seems to lag behind.
She says clean energy means less pollution, safer communities, and utility bill savings. But it can be tough to get people to make the initial investment in home upgrades.
There are a lot of renter-occupied structures, and a renter has absolutely no incentive to invest in energy efficiency.
Burdell Knowles is with the Florida chapter of the American Association of Blacks and Energy. He says landlords need more of an incentive, too. JEA gives customers rebates for making homes more energy efficient. But unless the homeowner is also paying the utility bill, the investment may not make sense. Gibson's meeting was co-hosted by the political action committee NextGen Climate. It's a group that tries to make climate change an issue in elections. But Wednesday's discussion focused on small changes, like identifying free energy audit services to help low-income residents. Gibson, who sits on the Senate Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities Committee, says she'll incorporate ideas from the meeting as she thinks about policy this session. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.